Wow, that was so awesome. Seriously, when I was a kid, I would have never thought that video games would evolve to how they are today. You didn't either? See, I bet we're not the only two who thought that way. I mean, the only thing left for video games to evolve to now is virtual reality, which I know they're trying now, but I think it's still gonna be a while yet before it gets so advanced that we're putting our consciousness in a VR space. Man, this whole day's been awesome. Just like you. I'm so glad this weekend is actually happening. Oh, come on. You totally are awesome. You're always so modest. Or you really don't realize that about yourself. Huh? I didn't say anything. No, it's nothing really. I really do mean it though. You're a wonderful person, and I can't imagine my life without having you as one of my dearest friends. I'm glad to hear that you feel the same way. Hey, can I ask you about something? No, it's nothing bad or anything like that, I promise. I wanted to ask, what was your childhood like? We've known each other all this time, and I never asked you about how you grew up or how your parents were, until now, of course. Oh. Well, I'm gonna be honest about something, and please don't take any offense to this, but I don't believe what you're saying about your parents. Why do I say that? Well, when I asked you about your parents, I could tell that you were tensing up and you were picking your words very carefully. Did something happen between you and your parents when you were growing up? Hey, please don't look away from me. Too ashamed? So something did happen. Come on, sweetheart, look at me, please. There you are. Listen to me. I just want you to know that I'm here for you, and you can always open up to me about anything. You know, I've suspected for a while that you had been carrying some hurt inside you, behind those amazing eyes of yours and that goofball smile, which I've always adored. And despite that, you've always been there for me. You make me laugh and smile, and you've always held me and let me cry on your shoulder whenever I had something stressful going on in my life. You've always believed in me and supported me, and I'm so thankful to you for that. So please, let me do the same for you. Besides, I'm willing to bet that whatever happened, it's been eating away at you. But you can't hold it in forever. I'm no expert, but I'm sure that one day the lid will blow off. And it could cause you damage that you might not be able to fix. Even the strong need someone or something to lean on sometimes. Hey, you trust me, don't you? Well, if there was any time at all that I really wanted you to trust me, it's now. I promise you, I am here for you. No matter what. Okay, I'll wait until you're finished. But please, don't hold anything back. Oh, sweetheart. Why didn't you tell me about your parents sooner? You didn't think it was valid to bring up? Hey, don't ever think that what you went through with your parents isn't valid. You hear me? Honestly, it just breaks my heart just hearing about how all of this has been going on with you. No, don't even try to say it's okay. How your parents treated you when you were growing up is not okay at all. You didn't deserve that kind of childhood. No one deserves it. For crying out loud, I can't fathom the idea that someone as amazing as you went through all of that. Now I know where your modesty comes from. Your parents hurt and invalidate you for so long that you don't even realize how wonderful you truly are. Aw, you definitely need a hug. Can I hug you? I can? Okay, come here. Aw, you poor thing. It's okay. Cry as much as you need to with me. It's so much better this way than keeping it all bottled up inside. Okay, time to look me in the eyes again. Just humor me and we'll go back to hugging again, okay? Now listen. I am so proud of you for the person you turned out to be despite your childhood. And I am so proud of you for finally letting yourself be vulnerable with me. Now, I know it wasn't easy for you, but sweetheart, letting yourself be vulnerable doesn't mean that you're lacking courage. In fact, it actually takes a lot of courage to let yourself be vulnerable. You're afraid you'll turn out like your parents? Oh, I strongly disagree with that. You are not your parents, and you are already a much better person than your parents could ever hope to be. You're kind, caring, loving, you almost never think about yourself. You're funny and sweet. Hardly the kind of person that deserved such a toxic upbringing. You are one of the most amazing people that I've ever met, and I'm so glad that I can call you my friend. There you go. Just let yourself relax into the hug. You always said that you've got me when I needed someone to hold me. Well, this time, I've got you. And I really do mean it. Hey, it's what friends are for, sweetheart. You're getting kind of sleepy? It's okay. I'm feeling kind of beat too. And it is getting late. Okay, let's head to bed. What do you mean, extra covers? No couch for you, bestie. I'm sharing my bed with you, and we are gonna cuddle until we drift to sleep tonight. Aw, don't be silly. Cuddling doesn't have to be exclusive to couples. Yes, really. Now come on, let's go. Okay, don't be shy now. Get on over here. That's right. I am giving you some closeness tonight. You're so nice and warm. I'm just gonna hold you close, and I'm gonna stroke your hair. How are you feeling? Better than you felt in a long time? Hearing that makes me so glad. Listen, anytime you want to cry on my shoulder, just let me know and I'll gladly lend it to you. I'll gladly be your cuddle buddy too. We've known each other for a while now and I don't feel awkward about doing this with you. It's getting super cozy cuddling with you like this. It's making me so sleepy. Tomorrow we can order in some more substantial food. It's okay. You can wrap your arms around me some more. This feels so nice. I hope I help show you that you're safe to let yourself be vulnerable around me. I did? I am so glad to know that. I really meant it when I said I was so proud of you. You went through hell and came out smelling like roses. Those awful things your parents ever said to you to invalidate your feelings and worth, they're not true at all. I can only imagine how much it still hurts. And I may be no expert, like I said, but I know healing takes time. And I understand it might take longer for some than it might for others. Though, I believe you're healing faster than you think. What makes me say that? Well, I think the moment you finally let your walls down, and the moment you were truly honest with yourself about your parents, that's when your healing picked up speed. And I'll be here for you every step of the way. And I can see you're already drifting off a little faster than I am. Good night, sweetheart. And remember, I am so proud of you, and I believe in you.